From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California cattle ranchers and conservationists are partnering to preserve open space while also protecting grazing for livestock. Since 2001, 280,000 acres of working ranch landscapes have been lost to development, such as subdivisions and shopping centers, but some 80 California ranches have reached agreements with the California Rangeland Trust to permanently protect another 365,000 acres of working lands. The deadline for the USDA's second round of funding for climate smart commodities is Friday, June 10th. This funding pool is for partners proposing projects between $250,000 and $5 million. The proposals should emphasize the enrollment of small and or underserved producers and or monitoring, reporting, and verification activities developed by minority-served institutions. USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Robert Bonney says information on how to apply and additional information are available at USDA.gov. Ag groups responded to USDA's proposed poultry marketing disclosure requirements and the advance notice of proposed rulemaking under the Packers and Stockyards Act. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says his organization appreciates USDA working to create more transparency in the poultry industry, adding farmers deserve to know what they're getting into and understand how they're getting paid. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.